Hello, everyone. It is Culture Tuesday here on Radio Maria. And with Culture Tuesday, I'm going to have you as our co-host today. I'm very excited. Listeners, sit back. No, don't sit back if you're driving. Pay attention to the road. But today, I am engaging you. I am asking you to come and let's have this dialogue together. Let's discuss Advent calendars. Don't change the channel. No. I know what you're thinking. Oh, everyone talks about Advent calendars. Well, it's really reached a head this year with the amount of different kind of calendars out there in shops to buy and the amount of ideas fluttering around about what to do to prepare for the coming of the light of Jesus. So I would love for you to call in and share what's your alternative chocolate advent calendar. It doesn't have to have chocolate in it, but what's your alternative to chocolates this year? I'm going to be sharing a bit about what we're doing, but I am not the be all end all. I can share what people have shared with me, but I want you. I know, don't hide. I want you to call in and share what you're going to do for an advent calendar this year. The number to call is 01223375564. Maybe your tradition for where your family's from, your culture, your community, your local community might have a tradition for Advent. Well, give this call and share it, because who knows? Someone listening might be thinking, I'm going to do that too. Ooh. So I'm going to share the first one just to give you an example of a non-traditional Advent calendar. Someone suggested, and my dear friend Mel Ward shared this on social media recently, why not give a book each day instead of chocolate? Now, listeners, I heard about this idea several years ago. Teddy wasn't born yet, so maybe 5 or 6 years ago. And we were really trying to ramp up Rowan and Sam into reading more. Plus, our library at home was kind of empty, so we needed some more books. We, as in my husband and I, went to a local charity shop where there were so many children's books. And this was great because I personally could not spend £8 or £9 for a new children's book for 25 days because most traditional Advent calendars start on December 1st. Some of you have started your Advent calendars on the actual first day of Advent, which was on Sunday. Good for you. Well done. So we went around and looked for a couple of used secondhand books. This worked out very well. Of course, we couldn't help but when we were in a certain shop to see, ooh, the dinosaur that pooped a planet. Yes, please. New book in the bag. Well, it did wrap up it wasn't cheap. I think if I remember back, we maybe spent £30 on all these books, which in my opinion is a lot, especially since we have a library. My family is very good at using the library. We're not so good at returning the books to the library, but we are very good at the library use. If anything, we go to the library, read the book there, and then leave the book there. Otherwise, the book may never return. Anyway, so here we have this big amount of books. So again, we weren't new parents, but we were energetic and we thought, let's do this one book a day. Yes. So we wrapped each book too. This ended up, to be honest, I could not do this year. Definitely not, because wrapping 25 books, it takes some time. But when we did do it originally a couple of years ago, it was kind of a date night for my husband and I. It was in that time before December 1st. We had a few, the kids were very young at this time. So maybe Sam was maybe 3 and Rowan was 5. So anyway, their bedtime was 7. So it was okay. We made a date night of it as well. We lit some candles, we had a little bit of wine, and just to make sure my husband was on board with helping with this crazy project, I had a nice cheese board as well. Oh, the way to my husband's heart is cheese. So we made a date night of wrapping these 25 books. We didn't have the TV on, and we had a Spotify list of Advent hymns on. And so we were getting in the spirit as well. And it was lovely because we got to take the time to talk about, oh, do you remember this book when you were young? Because some of these from the secondhand shop were familiar from our own youth. So we're like, oh, look at this, look at this. Oh, this is nice. Oh, look at this. So we wrapped all 25. Advent began. And boy, were the boys excited. What? A present today on December 1st? What? Okay. Ooh, December 2nd, another present. Ooh, December 3rd, 4th, 5th. Well, it was exciting and it was lovely to get a new book. It became a helpful routine for us as well. We would say prayers and then at the end of prayers, go check out that Advent calendar. Ooh, a book. Yay. The problem though, as we went through December, and if some of you are going to be doing this year, this is, I guess, my warning. Please don't think of me as a Scrooge, but this is just what happened with us. Soon, it became this expected, where's my gift? Oh, where's my gift today? Da, 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 da. And on Christmas Day, it became, by the 25th, it was a bit, gift giving was, we were over it. We were like 25 days of gift giving. And a lot of us can feel that way, can't we? When we serve or when we give and give every day, we had gift burnout, which is a phrase I've just made up. Well, it might be around in the world, but there you go. Gift burnout. And it was all from good intentions, wasn't it? We even went as far as going secondhand books. So it was like a environmentally good, educationally good for the kids. They got to learn a whole bunch of stories. But the problem was, I think, the wrapped present. So also, Advent no longer became awaiting the gift from the Lord. It became, when's our next present? When's our next present? So I think we, in some way, contributed to my son's ungratefulness and this need for presents. Now, we haven't done it again, and we are moving, we're trying to bring back this idea of presents, 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 presents. But it was nice. So perhaps my learning, lessons I learned from this, is it was lovely to have this time with my husband to talk about books. It was lovely to have a new book a day. It was lovely to go shopping for secondhand books. I think, again, the problem was wrapping it and giving it. So there you have it. Also, they were young, and so they didn't really get to choose so much. I think if we were to do it next year, we're not doing it this year, but next year, now that Rowan's going to be 11 next year, I think letting him take some ownership and him picking out maybe a bunch of books in the library or something and letting him choose it for his younger brother and letting them, maybe Rowan and Sam, reading it to Teddy. I think that will be good. I will be keeping my eye out over this next coming year for more books. We do have lots of saint books though that we've been getting this year. But this was just because we began the saint a year program in our house. So I needed to get books about Sam Saint, about Saint Benedict, and they had to be children's books. So everywhere I went, every shop, I was like, oh, a saint book, let me get this. So that's been going on all year, but maybe I can keep looking throughout the year for next year. So that, my friends, is an example of an alternative Advent calendar. So it's your turn. I've spoken way too much. Give us a call. The number is 01-223-375-564. I'd love to hear your suggestion on an alternate Advent calendar. I have given up chocolate for Advent, so I need your help. Come on, what can we do to prepare ourselves over the next 25 days? for the coming of the Lord. Give us a call.
I wonder, oh, 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 I wonder, ooh, I wonder, what is to come out of this darkness, ooh, I wonder, ooh, I wonder, I wonder, oh, ooh, I wonder, what's coming to come out of this darkness. Out of this dark, I've been moving, moving, moving through the darkness. Moving, 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 moving through the dark. Moving, 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 moving through the darkness. I wonder where the light is, cracking open, singing. Ooh, I wonder. Ooh, I am filled with wonder. Out of this darkness, I thought this candle had long gone now. I thought this candle had long gone now. I thought that it had long gone now. But today, today, I can see. Still love the flickering moon. I wonder. Ooh, I am filled with wonder. Ooh, I wonder what comes to come out of this darkness.
Wonder by Mamoose, from their album Prayers for Freedom. Oh, a lovely Advent hymn. Wonder, wonder, wonder. This is Culture Tuesday, and we are live this morning between 9 and 9.30. This is rebroadcast in the afternoon, so if you're listening as a rebroadcast, I'm sorry, you cannot call in to suggest your Advent calendar alternatives, but you can email us at info@radiomariaengland.com. UK. All right. I have from my dear friend Christine. I have a little poem that she sent, and it has inspired another alternate advent calendar for me. She didn't know she was going to be doing this when she sent it in, but she has, and here we go. She sent me The Silence, which is attributed to Saint John of the Cross. And what it is a little reminder of the importance of silence, and perhaps how this can be brought into our Advent this year. There's going to be a lot of noise. Not Radio Maria, though. We are not noise. Don't turn us off. Please don't. But there's a lot of noise at this time of year. Prep, a lot of conversations about what is going to happen. What are you going to do? This and this and this. Have you done this and this? But taking the time to not talk so much and perhaps listen and let the silence in is very important. Oh, Christine, this is hitting the spot this morning. Thank you so much for sending this in. All right. Oh, she's typing me a WhatsApp. She might say more. Christine, if you're listening, do call. 01223375564. But I'm going to share with you, if she doesn't call, the silence. I'm going to share it to you now. So here, it's a bit of a poem. I can't find if St. John of the Cross wrote this himself or someone else. Somewhere else. But anyway, here it is. Silence is gentleness. When you do not respond to offences, when you don't claim your rights, when you let God defend your honour. Silence is mercy, when you do not reveal the guilt of the brothers, when you forgive without investigating the past, when you don't condemn but intercede within. Silence is patience, when you suffer without complaining, when you do not seek solace among men, when you do not intervene, but wait for the seed to sprout slowly. Silence is humility, when you shut up to let the brothers arise, when you let your acting be misunderstood, when you leave others the glory of the company. Silence is faith, when you are silent because it is He who acts, when you give up the voices of the world to be in His presence, when you do not seek understanding because being loved by Him is enough for you. Silence is worship, when you embrace the cross without asking why, in the intimate certainty that is the only right way. Saint John of the Cross, pray for us. That is lovely, Christine. She's off to Mass, everyone, so she won't be able to call in. But what a lovely way. So maybe this Advent, you take each moment, each day, and add a minute of silence, perhaps. Oh, listen to this, Christine. You and I are creating an Advent alternative calendar right now, live on the radio. Well, between 9 and 9:30. What if? So there's also like the burpee challenge, where each day you add an extra burpee or an extra sit-up or whatever. This, let's try this, listeners. 1 minute of silence, December 1st. 2 minutes, December 2nd. All the way up to 25 minutes on Christmas Day, which I know I would love 25 minutes of silence any day. but taking it and remembering these items that St. John of the Cross has shared. Let God defend your honor. Shh, don't go back and talk. Silence. Don't condemn. Pray for instead. Suffer without complaining. Oh, I needed to hear that last night. Silence is humility. Oh, let others take the glory. Loving by him, our Lord, is enough for you. All right. I love that suggestion. Okay. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Another alternative Advent calendar. Thank you, Christine. But what about you? I've got just a few minutes left for the program today. Could you please call and give a suggestion for an alternative Advent calendar? And in the meantime, let's have another Advent hymn. Oh, let's go with, here we go, A Root of Jesse. That was A Root of Jesse. All right, this is Culture Tuesday, and I have got one final suggestion for your alternate Christmas, well, Advent calendar for this year. We've been sharing a bit about the idea of having a book a day. That's exciting. We've been sharing about bringing silence, adding a minute each day as we get closer and closer to Christmas. We're also going to have one more. If you check out Cafod, though, they have a whole other set of suggestions. Our dear friend Serga, who is our Cafod representative at St. Lawrence, has shared a whole list of how you can make Advent a giving calendar. How to work with generosity and tenderness in protecting this world, which God has entrusted to us. That's straight from Laudato Si, everybody. And she's given a couple different 24 ideas of what to do to make it more of a giving Advent calendar. Donating to food banks, donating Christmas items to your local SVP, Christmas presents to the SVP or any other, donating blankets to shelters, making your own Christmas crackers, going to a secondhand shop to find Christmas presents, recycling. Check out your compost. Oh my goodness, Serga, there's so many amazing ideas. Making your own Christmas decorations. Oh my goodness, seeing what you can do with old tubs. Oh, amazing. So check out CAFOD's website as well to find your own alternative Christmas calendar. Also on their website, they have an online calendar with some prayers as well. We're joking around a bit here, like, oh, chocolates for Christmas, books for Christmas, Advent. But prayer does need to become an important part, well, of your normal day. But let's get in this training that happens for Advent. Flexing those prayer muscles, that prayer part of your heart, and let it get going to prepare for the coming of the Lord. Last suggestion, and it goes along with the song we just heard, the Jesse tree. So you can also find in many places different stories of our story of salvation. The Jesse tree is just looking at the different history of salvation through the Bible, the Old Testament, the New Testament, and seeing all the different people and miracles and events in the life that came up to Jesus. In a way, you're going backwards. Start with Adam and Eve for day one, maybe Cain and Abel for day two, Seth, Noah, and maybe just writing the name, or this could be for you as an adult, writing the name and adding it to a tree or adding it to a pile or just a picture. You can go as far as drawing. I love journaling. So I will have, I'm going to do a little tree in my thing, and then I'm going to just write each day a little name from history. I've been doing Bible in a Year with Mike Schmitz, so I have the knowledge now to do it. If you've got children and you want to let them be a part of it, why not make a little bubble and write the name, maybe talk about the story with them as well, what happened in this part of history, of our salvation history. And then you can add it to the tree or add it to your own little place. And how lovely will it be in 25 days' time to see all the people that it took to get up to the point where Jesus is born. The Jesse tree. Google it. Thanks for joining me today. Let's say a quick prayer before we let you go. Dear Lord, thank you. Thank you for teaching us to pray. Thank you for Christine for sharing the idea of silence. Thank you for Mel for suggesting the books. And thank you for our listeners today. Inspire them to look for a way to become closer to you this Advent, to take time to be with you, to understand you and learn a bit more about you. Give us strength, Lord, give us strength and patience as we go through a time when all you ask is for us to be there, yet the world tugs us to be elsewhere. And help, Lord, help all those that are suffering and have feelings of loneliness. Bring them the people, the love, and the items, the needs, the things they need to have a fulfilling life. In your name we pray. Amen. Thanks for joining us on Culture Tuesday.